Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Triss Carter-Horn had dreamed of a beautiful girl with hair like flame and eyes of emerald green all his life. When he had grown, those dreams became nightmares, so horrifying that he was afraid to sleep. Then the dreams became real, and he found himself battling a creature so savage it was beyond belief. You'll join the protagonist in unlocking the mysteries in Pat Rogers' critically acclaimed science fiction book, Lady Onehorn's Champion. Pat calls herself a 76-year-old woman who is just now getting the gumption to venture into publishing. She's written stories, poems, songs for years. She continues to develop stories from her stack of notebooks. Pat has been handicapped since age 5, but that never slowed her down. A college graduate, she worked almost 18 years as one of the first two handicapped people in the nation to work as an officer in a county jail. Pat Rogers, author of the fantasy fiction Lady Onehorn's Champion, our guest on today's This Week in America. Pat, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So glad that you decided to get into publishing, because we all now can enjoy Lady Onehorn's Champion. I want to talk about the background of the book a little bit, and then we'll talk about your fascinating journey to the point where you've kept all these notes all these years and now decided to start publishing. Take us into where the story is set. There's this area near the top of the world, the frozen wasteland. You've really created an interesting world for us to enjoy. Talk about the world, where it is, and what time frame we're talking about.
It is actually in another dimension. The battle that he was doing with this creature ended up dragging him into another world. And it is the setting is more medieval. It has dwarves and elves and fairies and dragons and all kinds of other creatures that had once been on the planet Earth until a doorway was opened so they could escape, because human beings didn't approve of them because they were different. So they escaped to this other world, which they call the world. And the story is after he is dragged into this world, and of course he finds out that beautiful girl that he has been dreaming about all his life is actually the princess. And they are in love, have been since they were children. But he also, the injuries that he gets from this beast, he's found lying on the beach. A little boy finds him and calls for his father, and his father carries him into the house. His wife is has knowledge of herbs and medical things that we don't have.
Yes.
And so she treats his injuries. When she turns him on his stomach to get to his back, she sees a birthmark on his hip of a unicorn. So she knows that the champion that has been prophesied has arrived.
And thus the title, Lady Onehorn's Champion. Pat Rogers is the guest, our guest in the program, and the author of the book. Her website, a great website, is fantasticbooksbypat.com. Of course, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Pat's website. As I'm reading through this, this is such a unique imaginary world that you have created. Where did this story come from? How long have you been kicking around this idea, or these ideas, for this world that you've created?
Well, it started when I was working at the sheriff's department. And on my breaks, I always had a notebook, and I'd jot things down. That's how come I've got so many notebooks, because I've got the beginnings of several stories, and sometimes if I just write down the title and a couple of lines, I will remember what the story is later. So that's where it started, but I had gotten probably over half of it done by hand before I decided that I wanted to get it published. So I just, from there on, it came out of my head as I was thinking about what should happen next.
How long did it take you to actually put the book together once you got that original idea and decided, okay, this is a great story here? Because the book is very involved, a lot of great detail in the book. How long did it take to put the whole book together?
Well, with what I had already, it probably took another 3 or 4 months to finish it.
Yes. When you sit down to put a book together like that, do you know how it's going to end, or did this sort of evolve in this world that Pat had created? It took on a life of its own as you were writing the book.
It depends on the book. Now, this one, I didn't really know how it was going to end. In fact, I went back when I got to the end and added a section of it. So, but sometimes I know what the beginning is, and I know kind of what the end is going to be. I have to figure out what goes in between.
Well, and part of that process, I assume, is when you go back and developing the characters to get you from point one to point two, that type of thing. Talk about developing characters, because you've got some really unique characters there, and I would love to see this made into a movie, a TV series of something, to see what they actually look like. They're very graphic in your descriptions. Talk about developing developing the characters. How challenging was that?
Well, I'm a sci-fi fan anyway.
Yes.
And so I've read all of the Lord of the Rings series with the elves and books with, well, The Hobbit, you know, and all those. Other characters are just based on things that I have picked out of books that have stuck in my head, like the dragons.
Yes.
Normally, people think dragons are terrible, horrible creatures. But in this case, they are good creatures. They and the dwarves are friendly towards one another. The dwarves had been driven from their home by the evil character. And it was, so they were basically homeless. Then when the princess gets kidnapped and they decide to go to war, all these creatures show up. The fairies put a fairy ring around their camp to protect them from any evil invaders. The unicorn queen, who is Lady Unicorn, Lady Onehorn, brings what of her herd she has to help with the battle. The dragons, because they have been had problems with this evil person and their eggs being destroyed or eaten, and so they come and they can speak in human language. Other animals speak, mind to mind.
Yes.
And it's just things that get stuck in my head. it's like somebody pounds something in there and it stays there.
And then you write about it and bring it to life in the book, Lady Onehorn's Champion, from Pat Rogers, our guest on This Week in America. Her website, a really excellent website. It's very easy to read. A lot of great information there is fantasticbooksbypat.com, powered by Strat Advertising, fantasticbooksbypat.com. The book's available in all different formats. You'll find the book so you can get information directly at Pat's website. Of course, at Amazon, you'll find out information. And by linking onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll get information on Pat and on the book as well. What was it that made you finally decide? I mentioned that, you know, after you retired a few years, you got the gumption to decide to get this published. What was that decision like for you to like, okay, I've got all these books. I really would like to share these with the public. How difficult was that to make that jump into publishing? And then we'll talk about some of the other books you're working in.
If I can name the name of a magazine.
Yes, please.
Okay. I was reading Woman's Way, Woman's World.
Yes.
And they always have a section in there where you can earn money by doing things that you do. And they mentioned the author that did the book for me. So I thought, well, I've got all these books. Some of them are finished. Some of them are Westerns. Some of them are romances. Some of them are sci-fi. I should try it at least. And so that's where I got started.
What was it like when all these years you've thought about this, you've kept the notebooks that we've talked about, and suddenly you get a book in your hand, a published book that's got the book cover that you wanted, it's got your name on it. What was that feeling like, that moment that you had, wow, I'm now a published author?
Terrific. Very, very terrific. And people I've shown it to have thought that it was really, really good. I did sell some here at home from what I had. And my first person, she said she was buying it to send to her mother for Christmas. But she decided she was going to read it first. And the next time I saw her, she has an antique shop, and I go in there once in a while. She really liked it. She liked the way I phrased, the way I laid it out, the whole thing. And her aunt was in the store at the time, so she was going to loan it to her aunt so she could read it. And I thought to myself, you're going to have to buy another book if you're going to send it to your mother.
That's right. This isn't a library. This is a business. I need to sell one of these. And that's what will happen when you really, if you decide, okay, this sounds like something I've got like a young adult that would like reading this. Once you start reading it, suddenly you're going to want to buy two, one to keep for yourself and one to give to the young adult. It's Lady One Horn's Champion. Pat Rogers is our guest on the program. I mentioned all of the notebooks that you've kept, where you've got poems, you've got stories, and you've got songs, I understand, and some of these songs you've actually performed in church.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to write the music, but I know how it sounds in my head.
It's another one of those where you've got that stuck in your head and you're going to follow through with it.
In my head, yeah. So I've done it at church specials several times, various ones. And several of those, because I can't write the music, are going into the third book that I'm writing right now.
Well, let's talk about that, because you're teasing one on the website, which is fantasticbooksbypat.com, information on her new book, Lady One Horn's Champion. You mentioned one you've got coming out, so you've got several books that you're working on now.
Well, I've got one that it's a children's book called The Lonely Snorkosaurus.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I love the title of that. I love the title of that.
And I'm doing my own illustrations because nobody can tell what you have running around in your head, so I'm doing all that myself. The third one is a more spiritual book. It has short stories that I've written. It has poems. It has the songs. It has, right now I'm working, in fact I have to finish this last one I'm working on it to go in the book. It's called Old Dog and Me. And it will end with the old man who he's an old farmer, and he has an old dog that he's had since it was a pup, and it goes with him everywhere, even to church. So the dog is looking up at him very strangely, and he wonders. He thinks neither one of us is as young as we used to be. I wonder if he's thinking of wondering who's going to go first, him or me.
Yes.
And then he hopes that God has a place for dogs and for the animals that people have loved. And he ends it with, I got to thinking how great it would be in heaven, just walking, the good Lord, old dog, and me.
Ah, I like that. And I'm looking forward to having the chance to read that, and hopefully we can talk about that as well. That's a book that will touch a lot of people in so many positive ways. The book we're talking about, a couple minutes left in the program, going by too quickly with Pat Rogers, the author of the book, Lady One Horn's Champion. The website is fantastic, booksbypat.com. I mentioned handicap since age 5, and that never stopped you. When kids would play baseball, you would play baseball and use your crutch as a bat, as I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Where did that attitude come from? From your parents, that at an early age it would have been pretty easy to start feeling sorry for yourself, but you jumped right in, and you've never let it hold you back.
I've always been that way. It's just something that the only time I ever get mad would be when my brothers would be ornery and tormenting me, and I have what's called an Irish temper. It hits, I cry, and then it's over with.
Done with it, you've dealt with it, and you move on at that point.
Yep.
Well, it's just...
But I seldom feel down. It's just the way I am.
Well, and we can get a sense of that, the visions that keep sticking in your head that thankfully you were able to put into book form in the book Lady One Horn's Champion. Pat Rogers has been our guest on This Week in America, the author. She has several more books coming out. You'll get information on those and information on Lady One Horn's Champion at the website fantasticbooksbypat.com. Pat, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the first book, Lady One Horn's Champion. Look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Once again, it's Pat Rogers, author of the book Lady One Horn's Champion. Information at fantasticbooksbypat.com. And of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.